Priority given to books published during Ellen White's lifetime. Even though we might make no distinction between a private letter written under inspiration and one of Ellen White's published articles or books, it is important to recognize that she gave greater editorial attention to material that went into print. What was first written hastily or in an undeveloped manner, she could refine, clarify, or further expand so that the reader might avoid misunderstanding or misapplying the message. For this reason, when we encounter potentially problematic passages in the writings or teachings of Ellen White, it is her published works, specifically those published by her in her lifetime, that we should consider as conveying her views most fully and accurately. Regarding the authority of Ellen White's prophetic writings, Seventh-day Adventists have understood them as having the same authority that the writings of the non-canonical Bible prophets had for their time. The Bible refers to a number of prophets, such as Nathan, 1 Chronicles 29:29, Huldah, 2 Chronicles 34:22, Iddo, 2 Chronicles 9:29, and Agabus, Acts 11:27-28. Some of whom wrote books that Scripture mentions. These prophets communicated divine messages, but their writings, if they wrote, did not become a part of the biblical canon. Ellen White recognized and taught that the canon of Scripture, those writings that constitute the rule of faith and practice for God's people, is closed. Though she was inspired by the same Holy Spirit who inspired the biblical prophets, her ministry differs in regard to its purpose and scope. Seventh-day Adventists do not believe that the writings of Ellen White are an addition to the canon of sacred Scripture.